I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Myanmar has declared a three-day mourning period starting today for its cyclone victims. They've also tentatively agreed to accept aid and possibly medics from their Southeast Asian neighbors. Global Aid Networker GAIN USA's Charles Detter.
We are working with Burmese locals who are medical professionals who are able to go in, and yet we are working with officials in the country, with the Ministry of Health, to gain permission, and that's a prayer request that might come about.
Detter says by training the local believers to reach out with the relief, they demonstrate the love of God among those that survived. Meanwhile, Gospel for Asia has permission to bring relief supplies to Myanmar's cyclone victims as well. Recognizing their longtime work there, the government's also allowing them to open any of their 400 churches as medical clinics. Their damaged Bible college is still being used as a shelter. Missionaries are using a projector to show a film about Jesus there each night. GFA's KP Yohannan says rebuilding could take years, but their indigenous missionaries are in it for the long haul. And Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffiths says they're hoping the tit-for-tat diplomacy between the U.S. and Belarus in the past few weeks doesn't affect the evangelical church. The national grip on evangelicals has tightened in Belarus since Alexander Lukashenko became president in 94. On the other hand, the story's different for local officials. They've asked the church to help with AIDS and drug use prevention and with children's outreach.
Despite what orders maybe sometimes come down from national officials, I think sometimes local officials tend to overlook it when they can because they know the churches are doing an awful lot of good.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free DVD, The Eastern Bride. Get the Eastern Bride DVD at 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.